On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Come on, let's get going now.
From KMOX Sports.
We're primed and ready.
All day, baby.
Man, let's go.
This is the Gray Bar Sports Open Live. Gray Bar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
All right, good to be with you on Sports Open Line. Man, that's interesting to say. I haven't said that in a long time as the host anyway. I've joined Matt quite a few times on Sports Open Line, but haven't hosted the show in a good while. Obviously, Matt Pauly's out tonight. He'll be back next week, and I'm pinch hitting. Hi, Kevin Wheeler, by the way. If you didn't notice my big mouth, that's me. And in the spot that I was in for super long time, I've done a lot of Sports Open Line shows, just none of them recently. It's good to be with you, man. We got a lot to do. Bernie Miklas is going to do his regular Wednesday hit at 6:20, just after 7 o'clock, so about 7:05. Derek Gould's going to jump on with us live from Las Vegas from the general manager's meeting, so we'll kind of get the latest vibe from there. In the meantime, we got a bunch of other things. I got some baseball here that I want to do. Some college football, maybe some NFL. I don't know. I'm not sure if I'm feeling hot enough on that, but we'll see where I'm at the end of the show. Definitely have more thoughts on the Blues on an off night tonight, coming off the win over Calgary, and we'll get to that a little bit later on in the show today as well. Starting off with baseball, I want to go just a little bigger picture here. We'll hone down on Cardinal stuff with Bernie and Derek, and maybe we'll broaden it out a little bit with Bernie too, and maybe do a little college football or something along those lines, but we'll start with baseball with Bern at 6:20. When we're at that stupid time of year, and that, by stupid time of year, I mean the time of year where Scott Boras holds court. I have no beef with Scott Boras and the way that he does his job. His job is to make the most money for his players that he can. He's pretty damn good at it. He's been arguably the best agent in the sport in that regard for 30 years. I've had the chance to talk to Scott over the years. He didn't used to be as goofy and corny as he is now. I despise his little gatherings at the GM meetings and the winter meetings when he's speaking in riddles and rhymes. And today he's doing the same thing. Nobody wants a Brexit in Boston, talking about Alex Bregman. Stop it. Stop. Why do we listen to him when he's doing that? Like, it's one thing if he's going to answer questions, because he's one of the most influential people in a baseball offseason. But as soon as he starts, just stop putting those quotes in, and maybe he'll stop doing it. I know, it's a nitpick. It just annoys me. I don't like the cornball nonsense, man. You're not on vaudeville. You know, if you have a genuinely funny line, okay. But you don't have a genuinely funny anything for every player that you represent. Puns aren't funny enough to keep doing that. Dumbass jokes like this. Just stop. There are a few things about this time of year. This is what I wanted to vent about in the beginning. And again, we'll do normal baseball talk. We'll talk cards with Bernie and Derek Gould. We'll talk. There's plenty of good baseball conversations coming out, but it gets clouded by a few of these things at this time of year. One of them is the stupid Boras show. Another is, you know, and again, there's a valid part to this. We've talked about it a lot, the upcoming labor dispute. Nate Gatter and I talked a lot last night about practical solutions and what it's all going to look like and how would you even do a cap. Those are all fine, but we don't have to just kind of keep talking about this as impending doom. Like it might be and it might not be. I think we have to talk about the details. We have to talk about how to avoid it. But we don't need to keep getting people wound up over it. Of course, you know, sports news is news, and news is all about stirring it up. Got to make it emotional, man. Got to have that rage bait in there, because that's what gets the clicks. And that's what we do a little bit with this stuff in sports. We're going to rage bait a little bit with labor talk, get people fired up and mad. We get people yelling on Twitter, got to have a salary cap. I mean, all right, but if you don't have revenue sharing, a salary cap doesn't mean anything. If you don't have full revenue sharing like the NFL does, your cap can just take off and jump in a lake. It doesn't do any good. And then another thing that drives me nuts is in this time of year is the never-ending push by the, quote, insiders. Again, people who I like. I do not dislike any of those people. Not on a personal level and not even on a professional level, but I do hate this thing. I do hate how the National Baseball Insiders are always trying to push guys from Pittsburgh to New York or from Milwaukee to Los Angeles or whatever. And I don't mean like actively make them go or create it, because the reporting on it isn't going to make teams go, oh, whoa. John Heyman wrote that we should go after Freddie Peralta. Let's go after you're not making anything happen. But the thirsty talk about trying to get every star player into a big city, because all the insiders are in big cities and they want to cover it. Can we just slow down? I understand the conversations about Freddie Peralta, right? We've even heard the Brewers might consider trading him. I understand the conversations about Tarek Skubal. He's the best pitcher on the planet. I didn't even check. Did he win the Cy Young? Did they do that already tonight? Or is that coming up at 7 o'clock? He's coming up at 7 o'clock? All right. I'd be shocked if he doesn't win his second straight Cy Young. I understand the interest in the best pitcher in the game who's only got 1 year left on a contract. But do we already have to have the push to make him a Met when we're not considering the needs of the... Like, I'll say this. If I'm the Milwaukee Brewers... And I'll speak to them first because they're in the Central Division. I think they're a team that the Cardinals can definitely learn a thing or two about or learn a thing or two from. But also, it's a team you're competing with. If you're them, you had the best record in baseball. Why would you trade your best pitcher who's only making $10 million or $14 million or whatever it is when they have a chance to go make a run this coming year with him? Now, I get it. I think with any of those players, you can say, hey, if I get a Godfather offer, I'm going to take it, right? If somebody offers me something like what the Washington Nationals got for Juan Soto, okay, well, we can listen to those kinds of things. But if I'm Milwaukee, you better come to me with your best offer if you're talking about my best pitcher, and I just had the best record in baseball, and he doesn't cost me anything. Right? I mean, if I'm Detroit, that's a top 10 or 11 market. They've made the playoffs 2 years in a row. They just took Seattle to the 15th inning of game 5 of a series. Why would they trade their best player when they're trying to make another playoff run? Unless it's going to have to be that Godfather offer that you can't turn down. But this constant like failure to analyze where each team is, the selling team, is annoying. Like Pittsburgh, all the Skeens stuff. They're not trading Skeens. He makes them money. He makes no money, and he sells tickets when he pitches. Why would they do that now? They'll do it eventually. We know that. But they have him for the next 4 years. They're not going to do it now. But it doesn't stop people from throwing the name out there. Will they trade Skeens? No. He's the only thing they have that sells tickets. And that does matter. All right. Done ranting on the offseason stuff for now. That's it for now. We'll talk to Bernie Miklas when we come back here on Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Sports Open Line on a Wednesday night. Matt Pauly is out. He'll be back next week. Kevin Wheeler in for him. And as you always hear on a Wednesday around this time, Bernie Miklas is joining us. Hey, Bern, how you doing today, man?
I'm doing great, Wheels. Good to be with you, man.
Yeah, I was doing a little venting in the last segment about some of the annoying things of this time of year in baseball, like Scott Boris and his stupid poems and rhymes and puns and that nonsense. I hate that so much.
He really thinks he's a great entertainer,
doesn't
he? Oh,
my God. I mean, yeah. I actually have no animosity towards him for the job that he does. I know a lot of baseball fans hate him. I don't. I mean, if his players don't get paid, well, that just means billionaire owners are going to keep the money. So I'm not going to root for the owners over the players who I want to go watch play. But this kind of clown show stuff, he didn't used to be this way. I have talked to him many times over the years, way back, you know. In fact, the first time I interviewed him, Bernie, was over the Adrian Beltre thing. You remember when Adrian Beltre was a kid and he filed a grievance about how something was wrong with the way the Dodgers signed him, and then he won and he basically gained free agency and he got a big contract when he was super young. Like we talked then, and he was a normal, you know, guy, a little bit funny here and there, but like I hate this pre-rehearsed thing, and I know he's got people writing this stuff for him, and it's so dumb.
Yeah, part of it is that it plays really well with the media. Maybe not you, maybe not me. I'm not a fan of it. So, you know, he's turned this into a Broadway production every year.
Yeah.
It is annoying. But I'll be honest with you. The whole general manager meetings are a big waste of time. I'm not talking about from the fact that the general managers get together and they lay the groundwork. I'm not saying that, but there's a lot of people in lobbies, you know, standing around trying to figure out what to write or what to say. And so Boris fills a void.
Yeah. And I actually, you know, I think there's value, as you put it, you know, the having them together, there's value in those guys having face to face meetings. I do think there's some value in some of the reporting that's done, too, because they get to have initial conversations that lead them to follow up on things. But it's just not great for public consumption this early. Right. It's a lot of wait and see and a lot of, you know, maybe some peripheral stuff. Right. Like we've seen stories today. At least I saw a couple reports today from the National guys that the Pirates and Marlins might actually spend a little money this offseason in free agency, which would be, I'll believe it when I see it. But it would be nice.
Yeah, that's been a theme this week. I've noticed that too. And I like Bob Nightingale because he moves it around and fills you in on a lot of different teams from USA Today. So, yeah, I've seen that too. And yeah, we'll find out. You know, it does make sense for the. I think it makes sense for the Marlins for sure. They had a quietly had a good season last year, and I don't think they're that far away. So you know, not that that means they'll make a push for the postseason, but you never know. But I like that if they're going to do that. The Pirates, I have no faith that they'll actually spend money. But when Peter Bendix talks about it, the Marlins guy, the Heim Bloom of Miami, then I think there's something to it. I tend to believe it.
Yeah, well, they only won four fewer games than the Mets.
Right. Amazing, right?
Yeah, and on that note, you know, and this is where I want to tie it into the Cardinals. There's a path that I want to follow here because, you know, there are a couple of national guys, and obviously we've all been talking about this too, but there have been a couple of national guys saying the Cardinals have been a very popular team there because they have some pretty good pieces to trade, and in particular on the pitching side with Sonny Gray. If I'm the Marlins, am I going to trade Sandy Alcantara now that I'm, you know, not that far from, you know, they're 79 wins. Heck, 83, 85, that can get you into the playoffs.
And he was really good after the All-Star break.
Yes, he was,
too.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But yeah, we listen, I don't think anyone had to travel to Las Vegas to know that the Cardinals were going to be a popular team. No, I mean, I'm just happy because they've made it clear they want to make moves. And, they, you know, Heim Bloom's been very upfront about it and very transparent about it. So I don't know, you know, that's, it might be news in other places. It's certainly not news here. I mean, you know.
No, you're totally right. We've been doing that for weeks.
You know, the one thing that got me excited today was looking at Baseball America's updated Cardinals top 10 list. No, it really did.
I agree. Yeah.
It really did. I mean, that's, rather than, you know, the trade speculation and, you know, names being thrown around, this is a rebuild, and a big, huge thing in the rebuild is going to be how good this player development is, whether it's going to deliver over time. Mm-hmm. And so when I see Baseball America coming out with a new top 10, and for example, they have Joshua Baez, the outfielder, they have him fourth. They moved him up to fourth, and they talked about how the future, they say he looks like he could debut for the Cardinals in 2026. He's a potential above average regular with the potential for 30 homers and 30 stolen bases. That's quite the endorsement from Baseball America.
Absolutely.
And those guys don't fool around. I mean, they're pretty serious about this stuff. So, you know, and I noticed where, you know, the pitcher they took, the other guy from Tennessee, Tanner Franklin.
Yeah, yeah.
He's number six on the top 10 list, just like that. They drafted him the same day they drafted, or the same draft that they drafted Liam Doyle.
Yep.
And now his teammate, and Doyle's number two, as you would expect, behind Weatherholt. But now Tanner Franklin, who throws 100,
yep,
and they're talking about how he's shows an ability that he's going to pick up a breaking ball. So all of a sudden, he's their number six prospect, just like that. It took like 30 seconds. So that kind of stuff is what fires me up as someone would like to see the Cardinals have a successful return.
Yeah, and look, you throw on top of that, because you mentioned those guys. I mean, obviously, JJ is one of the top five prospects in baseball. On top of Doyle and Baez and Franklin, Bernal just won the minor league gold glove for catchers, and he's going to be at AAA this year to start the year. We know Quinn Matthews is a super interesting left-handed arm who's close, and if he's healthy, he's probably going to be a big part of the 2026 team. And you got a kid in Raniel Rodriguez who's probably one of the biggest rising prospects in the sport this year.
Right, and they have three of the, you know, we knew this already. It's just that they shuffled them around. You know, the Cardinals have three catchers on the top 10 list, Jimmy Crooks, Rodriguez, and Bernal. And I do believe that, you know, if you're looking at this, especially if they want Crooks on the big club this year, I would think that Pedro Pajes will be traded.
Makes sense. He'd have value.
Who knows?
He'd have value.
I know the manager and pitching coach really like him. But this team's loaded with catchers, and if just because Ivan Herrera wants to catch in 2026, it doesn't mean that he will be their catcher. People are sort of jumping over a hurdle to make that conclusion. I'm not sure yet. When Ollie Marmol on the Gas House Gang told us, when we asked him about this, he said, he basically laid it out the way I said it. He said, well, look, listen, he wants to catch. We're going to give him a chance to catch. We're going to see how he does.
Right.
You know, so it's kind of an open thing. It's not like, well, we're going to lock him in a catcher. So they have a lot of catchers, which means somebody's got to go. And I don't think they want to trade the 18-year-old Rodriguez.
No, he may
probably
not.
Probably don't want to trade Bernal either. But no, this is it's a great list. That young shortstop, that 18-year-old shortstop's on the top 10.
Yeah.
Jairo Padilla.
Yep.
So I mean, they've got listen, Fangraphs has them as the number one farm system right now. Baseball America is being really, really positive. These are independent evaluators. These are not St. Louis homers. These are, and especially Baseball America, this is what they do for a living, and they're really good at it.
Yeah.
I think things are looking good. You know, the Cardinals are going to do whatever they're going to do in terms of the Major League roster, but the most important thing there is that this player development system really thrives and starts delivering players and good players. And I'm just saying, potential of that happening, you know, is at a pretty exciting level, in my opinion.
Yeah, I was talking about this earlier, Bernie, in reference to the Blues. JR had a really good piece, Jeremy Rutherford in The Athletic, about essentially just saying maybe it's not the end of the world if the Blues stink all year. And look, I don't know that I don't think they're going to. I don't want them to. But if you end up with a top five pick, that may not be the end of the world for a team that's going to need a core player. And I kind of think we can look at the Cardinals and see, we didn't want them to go through what they just did these last couple years. But if they didn't, you don't have a top five prospect in the whole sport and J.J. Weatherholt knocking down the door. And you don't have Liam Doyle sitting there right behind him who's going to be pushing as a lefty throwing 100.
Well, that's exactly right. And the Blues have drafted pretty well. And
sure.
I do think that I'm always in favor. If you're not going to be a good team and you're not, even if you're a borderline playoff team, yeah, I'd prefer you make the playoffs. But if we know that you're not really going to do anything, even if you get there, it doesn't get me too fired up. So, yeah, if you're going to be bad, be bad. I don't know what to say because I agree
with
what you said. Yeah, I agree with what you said.
I'm not saying tank. I'm just saying
right. If
it goes that way, it's not the end of the world because the Cardinals and the Blues, to me, have been in similar spots. You're kind of stuck in the middle. And, you know, yeah, you're competitive enough, but you're not going to win a title. And you're lacking in certain, like, for to me, the Blues thing is not about a lack of talent or even a lack of prospects. They have a lot of good prospects. It's that you don't have a guy. You don't have a guy that's going to be the one that takes over and can be your franchise dude. They got talent, but they got guys that are passengers. And if you find a guy, that can help.
You know, you use the word passengers. I think that's great because that's exactly the problem with that team. They have talent, but they have a lot of people who are content to like ride shotgun or even better in the back seat. Like, don't look at me. Don't look at me. I'm not the leader. You know, they have way too much of that. And it's been kind of a chronic issue here. I don't know why. To me, that's a mystery. And no one has ever really analyzed it in a way that makes sense. Why do they keep getting players who clearly have talent? You know, Thomas and Kyrou, Buchnevich, we can name a bunch of guys. But what is it? What is there something in the water where these guys can't step up and become leaders? I just find that really strange.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it might explain a little bit, given their physical abilities, why they were drafted where they were, especially a guy like Kyrou, right? I mean, you look at a guy in Kyrou who lit up the amateur level, right? He was lighting it up on the scoreboard. He was the fastest skater, and everybody loves speed because speed always plays. But yet you're a top of the second round pick. That guy has the physical ability to go top 10 or 15, but he didn't. And maybe this is part of the reason why. Maybe people saw that.
It could be because, scouts obviously look at talent first and all the identifiable traits that they like, but you never really know if someone, unless he was a team captain on a great, junior team that was really successful, you really never know how they're going to evolve as they mature. The stuff that doesn't have to do with their play, leadership capabilities, competitiveness, things like that. And the Blues just keep these guys, sometimes they step up, sometimes they don't, and it's just kind of weird.
Yeah, and we'll close on this note with the Blues, Bernie, and it applies to the Cardinals too. I mean, I think they're not exactly the same. I think the Cardinals may be the opposite. Not maybe. They are the opposite. The players are, most of them, and there are exceptions, but I think more of their core players fit the try-hard attitude, right? The grinding, they're going to put in the work and all that. And I don't necessarily mean just physical work, right? I mean, like, get after it and grind in the middle of a game and battle through an at-bat. Or in the hockey case, get into the corner and go get the puck. Don't accept that somebody's going to beat you to it. Things along those lines. Get to the, you know, all the cliche things that coaches say, right? Get to the front of the net. Get to the dirty areas. I think the Cards have more guys like that than the Blues do that have those characteristics of being dirt dogs. But still, you know, you're finding ways to, they try to find ways to get through with a little bit less talent than they should have. And the Blues are a little bit on the other side. You think you have more talent, but you're just not getting enough out of it.
See, I agree with you. You know, I would say the Blues have more talent than the Cardinals do, but the Blues don't have the grit that the Cardinals do. Now, you know, all the haters will say, well, what are you talking about? They have grit. They lost 84 games or whatever. We're not talking about that. They didn't have enough talent.
Right.
They don't hit for power. They didn't have enough starting pitching.
Correct.
They had all kinds of problems there. But for a team that lost 84 games or 178 games, they were among the major league leaders in comeback wins.
Mm-hmm.
So I rest my case.
Yeah, totally with you there. Good catching up, Byrne. We'll look forward to doing this again next week. I'll be out the end of the week this week, so we won't talk on Friday. But have a good weekend until I talk to you next week.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Back in on Sports Open Live, Kevin Wheeler in for Matt Pauly tonight. Matt will be back next week. We have Derek Gould joining us from Vegas at the top of the hour. He's at the GM meetings, and he's been having the, in addition to doing the, I'll let him describe it, but, you know, kind of like hotel surfing throughout the day, and you're listening to Boris and you're going to talk to people. But the Cardinals also have a little meeting for the, you know, the media to come to. Do it every single day, and I believe that was just a couple hours ago. So he's already done that for today as well. So we get the latest from Derek Gould from the winter meetings, GM meetings after the top of the hour news. We're just having a fun discussion during the break because, you know, they're announcing the Cy Young Awards tonight. They announced Tarek Skubal won the Cy Young Award, so it's the second in a row. And then we're just kind of going around because we were talking about the guys. And Kyle, you brought it up, but we were talking about the guys who, the lefties who have won back-to-back Cy Youngs. And I could come up with a couple of them, but you know, the recent ones are pretty obvious. You know, Clayton Kershaw, Randy Johnson, and then we started getting into, well, man, how many 200 game winners are we even going to have? And I think there are going to be plenty of 200 game winners still moving forward. But I think we might have seen the last 300 game winner. I don't think we're getting another. The closest right now is Justin Verlander. He's at 266. And I don't think he can get to 300 because he's going to have to pitch probably another 3 years. He's not going to really be, you know, because he was okay this past season, but it was still only 4 wins. Like, he pitched okay, he just didn't get any run support, and that's part of the problem, right, is winning games requires innings and support, unless you're Bob Gibson. He had the innings, but he didn't have the support, right? I don't know how he did it. I don't know how he won as many games as he did. I should say I know how many because he did it by himself. He could have easily been, you know, 30, 32 game winner. But, you know, I understand that historically speaking, you need some run support and you need to pitch innings. And obviously, the better the team that you're on, the better it's going to be. I think that this led me to what I wanted to follow up on is that I think Major League Baseball will eventually recognize that they need these guys. I know the trend has been to go away from it, and I think if you go away from pushing innings on your third, fourth, and fifth starter, okay, I get it. They're not as good. I think you need as many innings as you can get from your best pitcher, your ace. And if you have two of them, then get as many, because what we're going to see, and we've already seen it starting to happen, and we're seeing it in the playoffs nearly, and in some cases tear teams apart, in other cases nearly tear them apart. There's a reason the Dodgers were using starters in relief in the elimination game in the World Series, because they didn't trust any of their relievers. Their relievers were all broken. Half of them were already on the injured list. And that's the problem, is quality proven relievers are getting hurt more and more, and their performance varies anyway from year to year. But when you can rely on a Paul Skenes, you know, Justin Verlander, who for a lot of his career was throwing 240, 250 innings a year, at some point, I think the brains inside of baseball will recognize. So here's my evidence to back up the claim that they will eventually come back around. Not to 250 innings, but I think they're going to realize that it's okay to let your best guys, even if there's a third time through the order penalty, your best guy the third time through is going to be better than a middle reliever who is probably going to be hurt. Or, you know, or better than just burning your bullpen and then having that fade as you go. So you look at what Skubal does as an example. You know, you can unload your bullpen the day before he pitches, because you're not going to need him. He's going to go 7, and he might go more, but he's going to shut the other team down. You know, you're only going to have to cover a couple innings for him. And then the day after, you have a fresh bullpen. So before you can use the bullpen, the day of, maybe you need your closer, maybe you need two relievers. And then the day after, now you have a fresher bullpen and you can kind of work that way. That's the benefit. It actually will make your use of the analytics matchups and the understanding of fresh arms and third time through the order, it'll actually let you use it more where you really need it, as opposed to when your number one guy is going. Now, if you don't have a number one guy, well, good luck. You better have a lot of relievers. But the evidence that this will turn, and I'll take a quick time out after this because I could go on this forever. The evidence that it's going to turn, I think we're seeing on the offensive side right now. Because on offense forever, the emphasis has been power and walks, right? Home runs and walks. And it's still there. That's not going away. But we're going back to more teams valuing the hit tool. This is why guys like J.J. Weatherholt are going at the top of the draft. Guys like Travis Bezzano from Cleveland. The value of a Bo Bichette in free agency this year is going to be partly because he doesn't swing and miss that much. And we're seeing that reducing swing and miss is becoming popular again. That's evidence that we can emphasize traits for a while, realize, okay, those things still matter. Power and walks, you know, homers and walks still matter. But the other thing matters too, and we're going to reemphasize those kind of things. We want to play matchups. We want to be aware of the third time through the order. But if we do that 5 days a week, we're going to run out of arms. If we have one or two guys that we don't have to do that with, you can actually use that strategy more effectively when you're going to need it with your less talented starters. All right, Derek Gould's going to join me after the top of the hour. A little more Sports Open Line to end this hour next up on KMOX. All right, back it on Sports Open Line. A little more baseball. I can't keep... it's awards night. Or it's Cy Young night, I should say. Tarek Skubal was announced as the American League Cy Young Award winner for the second year in a row. Did they announce the National League yet? It's going to be Paul Skeens. I mean, yeah. Did they announce it yet?
Haven't announced it yet.
But it's going to be Skeens. I mean, he's the only starting pitcher in baseball that has sub-2 ERA. And he pitched 187 innings. So he's going to be the Cy Young in the National League, and rightfully so. But I saw Sarah Langs, who does a really great job covering Major League Baseball for MLB.com, and she used to be with ESPN. She does a really great job. And she's great at finding these nuggets. And she posted the franchises with the most Cy Young Award winners of all time. And the Dodgers are the all-time leaders with 12. The Braves have 8. A lot of the 90s Braves certainly were a part of that. And then after that, it's a three-way tie. It's the Mets, Red Sox, Phillies, and Tigers. And we were thinking about, like, where do the Cardinals go? And I thought, oh, they must have 4 or 5. And I know that they don't. Part of me knew it because I've talked about this before. We talked about it when Waino almost won. That Waino would have been the first one since Chris Carpenter. Chris Carpenter won the Cy Young in 2005. But they've only had, the Cardinals in their history, with all the pitching that they've had, have only had 3 Cy Young winners. And 2 of them are Bob Gibson. And then obviously Chris Carpenter. So technically, 2 Cy Young winners, but 3 Cy Youngs. That surprises me. It makes sense. You know, we know the history, but it's just a little surprising for a team that historically has won so much, hasn't had the guy that ends up winning the award. You know, Bruce Sutter, I'm sure, got close a couple times as a reliever. I haven't looked back, but I was a little surprised that we didn't have a Dizzy Dean one. But it is interesting that you've won. You've got the second most World Series titles in the history of the sport, but only 3 Cy Young awards in that entire amount of time. It's surprising. It's funny. It's one of those things, like, I know I knew it, but I just, having not thought about it directly for a number of years, you're just like, oh, of course they have more than that. You know, if you look at, you know, where they have ranked, you know, people ranked on leaderboards all over the place, you'd be like, you got Stan, and you got with the number of Hall of Famers they've had, period, you're like, oh, they must have more. Who's the next Cy Young Award winner for the Cardinals? Is it Liam Doyle? Way too early. Way too early. I'm just messing around. I'm definitely not trying to forecast that. All right, stick around. We're going to have more on the Cardinals, more on Major League Baseball. My good friend Derek Gould is going to join us from the GM meetings. I keep saying winter meetings. From the GM meetings in Las Vegas when we come back from the news.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.